I'm not saying it happens a lot, but the complications during birth, it's a thing. People don't talk about it, and it's become quite special to me. So yeah, that's why we're doing London Marathon for Arthur and for Charlotte.
Which is brilliant, and for you to be brave enough to speak about it, because it's not an easy thing to do, and to raise awareness again is just as important as raising money.
Yeah, I suppose anyone that's lost anyone, you sort of learn to live with grief, and then you sort of, I don't know, you sort of you have to use it. You can't just, don't get me wrong, it's over a year now, but it seems like yesterday. But grief's never going away, so you have to do something positive with it, basically.
Absolutely. And the charity you're supporting, obviously they do great work, and I don't know if you sort of benefit from it yourself or.
Well, to be fair, there's if someone dies, I'm not the oldest, but I'm not the youngest. There is a lot of support out there, and there's, you have to learn. It's even like the admin of death. People, if someone dies close to you have to ring banks and deal with bereavement teams and, cars, tax, all that jazz. But there's a lot out there, and yeah, Tommies are brilliant because they do offer a level of support. I say a joke, but I'm like the golden boy because I've spoken to them a number of times. We raised some money last year. Charlotte's old employees, Meggett, made a very large donation. So in one fell swoop, I encapsulate, I'd like to think, everything that they're trying to push and research about. So yeah, it's become a charity very close to my heart because, yeah, it's obscene. And like I said, I'm still very much, I don't think it will ever be real, but with grief, it's about making the whole smaller, basically.
And obviously, you have a daughter that must be a big part of your
Yes,
life as well,
Elsa
haven't you?
Joy. Yeah, I mean, twist of fate, she was born on my birthday. So, and she, yeah, she's amazing. Obviously, every child, every parent's biased, but she is a very clever and bright and happy little girl. So again, there's so much support out there. People don't realise for grief with children. So yeah, we've sort of had to do that. That was extremely difficult, but going to see a child psychologist and sort of work out her path of grief because she's going to grieve if she as she gets older. But I always say I wouldn't be here without her. I don't mean, do you know what I'm trying to get at? But it's I'd be on a bit of a self-destruct. So yeah, she's everything. And yeah, again, she's coming down with us to London. So yeah, she's, those hard miles, yeah, it will be her with her mum and her brother front and centre. That's why I want to get over the line, basically.
Which is fabulous. And have you done a marathon before? How's it
No,
going?
I did a fair few half marathons, probably the best part of 8 years ago. I've ran 18 miles before. But yeah, training started. It's probably a bit too late than most people would do it. But yeah, if I can handle what I've gone through, yeah, I'll be all right. Don't get me wrong, it's going to be offensive, but like I always say, people have done harder things. And I think there's a psychology to it as well. And I've heard about the atmosphere on the day pulls you through. But yeah, probably won't be saying that at like mile eight, and I'm a bit, oh no, I'm not even halfway. But yeah, we've got working well, working with a personal trainer, so I've got like 3 months of boringness basically to get into shape. So yeah, we'll be all right, he says.
I'm sure you will. And you're going to be running, obviously, with another close
Yeah,
friend.
Emily. So, I'm one of three brothers. My eldest brother's wife's sister. They were both very close with Charlotte. So, she initially suggested it. And again, the whole process of grief, it's like, well, I need something to focus on. So, we were like, let's do it.
And you're starting the fundraising now, basically.
Yeah, we've already started. Like I said, we did some fundraising last year. Did a tough medal last year, so raised about three, I think it was 3,000. There was an amazing contribution with the funeral. Charlotte's previous employers, Meggett, they donated, I think it was 12,500. But yes, we're raising money in three ways. We've got, like, it's called A Page for Charlotte. So anyone wants to write a memory, they can, or even just a note, they can donate there. We've got a quiz next weekend at the Red Lion. And then we've got a raffle, and the raffle's sort of turned into its own evolving thing because we've got so many donations. For example, like, where we got married, Russian Hall, they've donated a voucher for, like, a dine and stay, which is about £400. Local restaurants, Bowden stores, some football memorabilia, some music memorabilia. So it's all evolving and it's coming in. So we're going to push back the raffle day so, you know, we can try and raise more money, basically. But there's some treats in there for a £10 entry fee. There's some right treats. So, yeah. Some of them I'm like, I'd quite like to keep, but yeah, I'm not going to. But yeah, it's sort of evolved, and that's what we really want to push.
Have you got a target that you'd like to raise?
I'd love to say 10,000 plus, which is more than, you know,
yeah,
not double, but that's a sizable contribution. But God knows, as much as possible, as much as possible. Because like I said, the charity's become quite close to my heart, and like, yeah, as much as possible, because it's not underfunded, but there's so much that's not known. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you think about, you know, I'm not going to say the big six, but the other charities that specialise in certain diseases and stuff, there's a lot of research. And don't get me wrong, there is research, but when you delve into it, considering everyone's born, there is a lot of stuff that's not known. So,
thank you for speaking to me, Ben.
It's all right, thank you.
Because it's a very personal thing, and I think, yeah, just speaking out is fantastic in terms of raising awareness of this kind of thing and anyone else that may...
Yeah, because it sounds awful. It happens, the loss of babies, the loss of mums, you know. And unfortunately, obviously it's rarer, but I think there are some stats out there that are suggesting it is rising. And, you know, like I said, Charlotte died of a blood clot. That's one of the largest maternal causes of death. So, you know, it's like I said before, they do know a lot, but when you delve into it, they don't know as much as if you compare it to like Alzheimer's or cancer or that sort of thing. So yeah, it's about ensuring it doesn't happen again, or, you know, pushing towards they can work out reasons why to avoid, basically.
Got you. Yeah, no, but well, best of luck with
thank you very
training
much.
And we'll perhaps catch up with you.
Yeah, and thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no, pleasure. Thanks, Ben.